Hey, you're back early. What's wrong? Oh my, what happened?
Oh, bloody pipes.
That looks bad. You're not going to be able to use that hand for about... Listen to me like I'm a doctor. Let me take a look at it. Shit. Doesn't look too bad. Just surface burns. Which is bad enough. I mean, it's not like we've got any first aid supplies.
It's not like we've got anything.
Keep it wrapped and it should be okay.
It's nothing. It's nothing. How are you so sweet?
I mean, you've got a messed up hand. You must be in pain, and yet... You're asking me what's wrong.
It's just this place.
This tin can. Cabin fever. I hate it. I mean, this life of ours. We're not meant to be down here, in the dark. We're not meant to live under the ocean. We're not meant to be confined. But that's what life is nowadays. Ignore me, I'm being maudlin and I'm wanting what I can't have. I should be thankful for what I've got. I mean, we're lucky. We're alive. Lucky few. Doesn't feel that way sometimes. Nothing brought this on. Fuck, you know me too well. You're gonna shout at me. I went to the captain's cabin and I stole the key to the archive. I know. But he's not gonna find out because I put the key back and he'll be none the wiser. I don't know. You know, Arthur, the engineer, yes, the drunk. Well, he bumped his head and I was watching him, you know, because of concussion and being an engineer, you know, he's top priority. So I was sitting with him and he was talking about how it was. You know, before this. Before the sky went dark. Before the sun died. That makes it sound so poetic. He made it sound lovely. Sunshine, warmth on your skin, freedom. He told me that he used to go hiking with his brother. And they would just walk for hours. Sun shining down. Fresh air. Quiet. He made it sound like paradise. So I wanted to see, so I stole the key to the archive. Archive, that's such a big name for such a little thing. Handful of films, photographs, a few books. It looked so bright. And there was color. People seemed so carefree. They just looked so happy. It looked clean. It's so dirty here. Everything is grubby and used, and I've never been clean. Not really. The water, the filters, they're years old. They don't work as well as they should. There's salt on our skin all the time. Water for cleaning isn't as important as water for drinking, so it doesn't have to be. I just hate this. I hate being in. I know it's stupid. I know I'm just making it worse for myself. Thinking about what could be. Think about what I will never have. I mean, this submarine is all I've ever known. It's all you've ever known. Should be enough. I mean, we're alive, we're breathing. Down here, where it's still warm. You know, in the archive, there was a documentary about Antarctica, and there were these birds, penguins, and maybe it wasn't Antarctica. I don't know, but it was just, it was white. As far as the eye could see, just pure white. And it was peaceful and clean and do you think that's what it's like up there? I mean, on the surface. I mean, there's no heat. Everything's frozen, but it won't be like on the documentary because there's no sun. It'll just be cold and dark, and it's better down here. It is. It's better. You're down here. And as much as I hate this place and I hate this life and I hate everything, make it bearable. I love you. And I just... Just hold me. I've got something to tell you. And I'm scared. And it's what got me I'm pregnant. Yeah. I know. I didn't think I could either. I mean, there hasn't been a child for 5 years, and it's the poor diet, it's the water, it's... lack of light. But I am, and I'm terrified. What am I gonna do? What are we going to do? This is no life for a child. This is... this submarine is falling apart. I mean, look at your hand. The pipes, they've been patched so often. Arthur told me there's something wrong with the engines. The captain knows. He's just not telling anyone. Arthur thinks that there's a base, a science, I don't know, some, they were, I don't know, just, he has the coordinates. He thinks that there's a signal. It could be an automated beacon, but he says that it was, they were looking into living on the ocean floor. That they were What? I can't believe I'm about to say this. What if he's right? What if there's something else? Something more than this? It's not far. Arthur thinks that we could be there in 3 days. But the captain would never let anyone. You know what he's like. The mini sub. Arthur says that it's fully functional. Hasn't been used in years. Captain locked that shit right down. Arthur gave me the codes. I don't know what I'm saying. I think I'm saying we should. Am I fucking crazy? Is this what pregnancy does to you? Just makes you fucking insane? What am I considering? I can't bring a baby into this. Not this. Just the thought of what the captain would do. Things are so bad. I mean, would it be worse? Could it be worse? What if there is no base? What if Arthur is just a drunk? But what if he's not? He was in the Navy for a long time. You know how to pilot a sub, don't you? I could get my hands on supplies. I mean, I wouldn't take more than I would take our supplies for. Arthur says it's 3 days away. But the captain, he's charting a course. Charting a course that would take us in the opposite direction. We'd have to go soon. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. If we stay, if we go, we're kind of fucked either way. Hold me. No, it's too early. Soon, you'll be able to feel. A little boy or a little girl. We're going to have a baby. I don't know what to do. I need you to decide. I know it's not fair. It's not fair, but I can't. Darling, I need you to tell me what to do. I can't go. I can't stay. I don't know, but I couldn't do anything without you, so I need you to tell me. I need you to tell me. Do we stay? Or do we go? What should we do?